Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rain Man soundtrack, which is the best soundtrack in a movie ever.
What?
Ranto, I know. Hans Zimmer is an insane composer. What about you?
What?
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, everyone. This is the pregame. Hey. I'm talking about being able to see my dogs. I don't know if you're going to see Daisy or Willis in the shot, but you know what you will
or
get
see
in the
me.
Shot. You will. We won't see our eyes because they're swollen shut, but you will hear the drilling next door. It's the Philadelphia Eagles trying to get out of the State Farm Stadium after their loss. It is Monday after the Super Bowl. We will attempt to have a full-length podcast because Aaron's Wi-Fi, she's still in Arizona, is terrible.
Yeah.
How does Charles Barkley say it? Terrible.
Terrible.
So in the meantime, let's roll through some questions here, sister, because we have a lot to discuss and we better hope that this Wi-Fi lasts long enough even to answer your guys' amazing questions. First up, Jugger VB. Jugger VB, what was the best part of the Super Bowl week?
What was it for you?
Okay, you guys, this drilling is my neighbors. They're having, something's going on over there. They said it'd be 10 minutes. We'll see what happens.
I think the best part is
just when it's our game, you know? Yeah, well, there's a little bit of the like, yay, you got to the finish line of what is a marathon season. But it's also bittersweet because it's fun. It's something every week we look forward to. Your game, great matchups and different things, whatever. But for Super Bowl week, my favorite thing is truly just seeing everyone because I don't get to go on the road with you guys.
Yeah.
So seeing the Greg, seeing the Kevin, like meeting the guys on your crew and just actually spending time together as a whole group is my favorite part. Yours?
Mine was toasting the boys last night because nothing really was normal about the week or the day. We were even annoyed we didn't even get to do our pregame walk around the field together. So toasting them at the end of the night and then dancing with you and Sean Payton to like a prayer.
There'll be more on that if we can do our full-length podcast because I cannot handle it. I have said it ad nauseum. This guy is the gift that keeps on giving. Next question for you, babe.
Patrick, is it Caitlin? Favorite Super Bowl moment with each other right after my first hit? Well, you did help me several times because I was having moments throughout the week. But when I got nailed by a ball in the back of my head and I was like, I am having a meltdown. And you said to me, thank God it didn't happen on the air. Keep it moving.
We're going to talk about that. Yeah. First of all, there should have been people making sure that there weren't balls, the clueless line. There can be balls flying at my face.
Oh my God.
I was so prepped. My favorite is just watching you do your thing. And I don't want to ever get in your eye line because I don't want to be a distraction because also Molly Ringwald over there was bright and coming at you in pink. And so I like tried to position myself in a way where you wouldn't see me like filming you because I get so excited for you. And then afterwards, just knowing that like it went smooth and I saw you and like even just the hand gestures, I couldn't hear what you were saying, seemed like it was loose and light. But that's got to be such a huge relief to get that first hit out of the way because everyone also needs to remember remember, like, half the time we have prompter. Like studio folks get to, like, have the luxury of, you know, reading shit off of a teleprompter, where you don't ever have that. So it's like, if you have a brain freeze moment, you're fucked. So
fucked.
I'm always so proud of you for that. Stanford card, Santa Monica. You slayed the season. What guilty pleasures await you, EA and CT? Margaritas on a Friday. I'm headed to Cabo.
Thursday, I would love a margarita. Me just in, like, watching shit on TV. I mean, I don't feel like I have to watch games and stuff like that. I'm excited to watch shows.
That's good.
I haven't been doing Yeah.
I should make you a list, because I watch a lot more TV than I used to. I don't know why that is. Maybe just because there's so much shit that's on TV. Hi, Jared. Jared's in the background.
We're packing.
Oh, sorry that you're packing from Arizona at a week long. How about the packing? You should see me. I did it last night. So Aaron and I, we were out, of course, with the crew celebrating all things Super Bowl. I got back to the room maybe like 2 o'clock. Alarm went off at 4. And so I was trying to, like, roll my clothes and pack. Disaster.
You packed there was then at 4 a.m.?
Well, because I had packed before I left for the game. But then when I came back, I had more shit in the drawers that I forgot to put away. So I had to repack. And then you're just hoping. And then I'm, like, frantically searching for my watch this morning at the airport while trying to avoid people. Yeah, no.
Worst
okay,
feeling.
back to the questions. You're up, sister.
Okay, Gator Gal. 4422. Wow. What was the first album, cassette, CD you bought with your own money? That's such a good question. I actually think, as weird as it is, it was either Jurassic Park, Rain Man, a soundtrack, which is crazy, but that is the best soundtrack in a movie ever. Ranto, what? I know. I don't know. Hans Zimmer is an insane composer, and I die for him. And he did the Rain Man soundtrack so good. We'll go to Kendra Andrews for more on that. It's one of those weird things in our lives. But yeah, what about you?
Okay, things I didn't think I would hear her say. Hans Zimmer. He's a great composer. I mean, right after she's talking about, I don't know, freaking Drake, she's like,
a prayer.
You know what else? Yeah, exactly. All right, so Aaron's big in the composer game. I couldn't name one composer. Shit. I guess I need to be more cultural. Mine was Boyz II Men, Motown Philly, Back Again.
BBD.
Exactly. The East Coast Family. Never skips a beat. That was my cassette. My first VHS. I think my coveted VHS was Pretty Woman. Like, I loved and always made sure
so
that was
good.
In the lineup.
Yeah.
That VHS is, you know what I need to find? I actually need a DVD player. I have my first resume reel on a DVD player, and I found it the other day, which I'm not a hoarder. I don't keep a bunch of shit. I am like, you know me, when I'm done with something in my life, to the trash. So I don't really keep anything, but I found my old resume reel and I want to look at it.
I love that.
I know, but where would I get a DVD player? I guess I could just look online.
I think these services where it converts it over for you if you want it. My sister was thinking about doing that with all our home videos, like that my dad took, and giving it to a gift to him. I don't know if she has done that for him yet. Sorry, Dad.
I'll ask her.
Oh, yeah. I think she has, because my dad listens and I think I just ruined her Christmas gift, but whatever.
Wait, I was thinking about this too when I was watching that Pamela doc. All of the old footage or her diaries, or whenever I watched any kind of documentary of someone, and they always have, even Kobe's like documentary, like they have all these old videos and pictures of them. And I'm like, my mom's the same way as me. She's like, oh, I just threw away all your high school crap and all this and this. I would have nothing. Thank God no one wants to do a biopic on me, because no one is finding a pic.
You never know.
Next question. Why though?
When? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. When? Oh, sister, this is you. And Jarrett, I hope you can hear this. When does reentry begin? Does it begin with ranch water? Very cute.
I wish. Reentry begins as we speak. We are currently cleaning up all the shit that I've left here for a week. I was trying to be really good for a couple of days, putting everything away. My husband was just trying to be so nice. He's like, while you do your podcast, I'll pack for you.
No.
There's just too much shit. You're not going to know. Like, he's, how's it going?
Oh, I know.
I know you know. But, like, how's it going?
It's going okay, actually.
Yeah.
You're so cute, Jared. So sweet.
In case you want an insert spot.
I appreciate that. Yeah. No, it's great. You're great.
It re-entry so far, we've been at it for an hour since we've been up. It's going well.
It sounds like it. The tone sounds is like unbelievable.
Carissa goes, the tone is unbelievable.
I mean, it's just so soft. It's so very soft. Sweet.
I know.
Next.
Mm-hmm. Wow, great swallow there, Erin. Riley Ballard, how many hours of sleep do y'all get a night? Well, I think I probably got 6. You know what I'm just going to say? I'm sure all the men listening to this are going to love every minute of this. We just finished how many weeks of football? We just had an unreal day. People think you show up for kickoff for Super Bowl. My God, Carissa, your pickup was earlier than mine yesterday. We were on our feet all day. You were in high heels. Don't know how you did it. In a leather number. I mean, I finally took off those white boots and then walked around in some crappy black boots. But I was like, we danced our fannies off. We had such a great time. I was really looking forward to sleeping in. I got the old 9 a.m. excruciating menstrual cramps the day after I'm done with this season. I was like, come on. Like, why is this even fair today? But whatever.
I'm sorry.
Doubled over in pain. It's fine. It's my fault.
I mean, not really, but. I know. Guys can tune out now. I know, as you know, I've told you and I've advocated it and I understand why you don't want to, but I don't get my period anymore. And I never got bad cramps even when I did. Why do we have to, like, you should make a choice and be like, you know what? I don't want to do this. This is not for me, ladies and gentlemen. Not today. Like, I feel like you should pick when your period is. Be like, how about this week? Okay, I'm available from this time to this time. That's what I'm interested in.
What do you think of women being able to choose when they could get their period? I think that would work. Like, every time you were out of town.
Yeah, that'd work.
Peanut gallery said upstairs every in the loft.
No man's ever like, yeah, it's whatever. All right. Well, that'll do it for our pregame. We are going to have an attempt. I think the Wi-Fi is working pretty well.
Okay.
The drilling seems
I love
to have
this
stopped
for our
next
journey.
Door. Exactly. Me too. So full-length podcast Thursday. Cannot wait to break down all things Super Bowl and expand upon the things we've even hit on here.
Yep.
We love you guys and we will not calm down. See you Thursday.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.